Intelligent design and DNA. The scholars can't explain it all away. Get ready to be awed by the handiwork of God. Tune in to Real Science Radio. Turn up the Real Science Radio.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Real Science Radio. I'm Bob Enyart.
And I'm Fred Williams, creation speaker and software engineer.
Fred, we've been dissed by YouTube. YouTube took one of our videos down.
They did. In fact, we actually have a list called List of When We've Been Dissed. D-I-S-S-E-D.
We've disrespected. We got a list for everything, right?
Yeah.
List of not-so-old things, list of evidence against the Big Bang.
Yep. So go to rsr.org/dissed. D-I-S-S-E-D.
Yes.
Dissed.
So
you'll see our list. It's I think I told you today earlier, Bob, that the list is both, it's humorous.
Yeah.
And it's also at the same time aggravating.
It's sad that there is this hostility toward those who honor Jesus Christ as our creator. So, Fred, on today's program, we want to let the audience know that even though YouTube took our Big Bang video offline, we've just put it back online, and if people rush to see it and get the numbers up, you know, maybe it'll stay online. It's a stunning video on the evidence against the Big Bang, and in a little bit, we're going to give the latest science news on how they can't find dark matter. This is huge. They now have looked more than halfway across what they think is the diameter of the universe, and no dark matter in places where they think it was hiding.
It's still missing.
That's going to be fun. That adds to our list, because every time they're looking for dark matter, every time, nothing, nothing, nothing.
So where can people find that Big Bang video?
Well, on our YouTube channel, which you go to rsr.org, and right at the top, click on our YouTube channel, and it's right there. Also, folks have been buying it in Blu-ray or DVD in high def. It's beautiful. 10 at a time. We have a discount if you get 10 so that it's easier to share with people. And it's so interesting, even to unbelievers, folks who are not Christian, the Big Bang is something that interests people.
It sure is. And Bob, you did a great job on that video. Highly recommend it.
Oh,
we watched
you,
it over Christmas, my son and I.
Oh.
And it's really is good.
And so, you know, we have modified it. Because of YouTube taking it down, we've modified it to try to make it more YouTube-proof. But in doing
yeah.
so, it's now the 2018 edition. We've added some of the latest astronomy discoveries, and so it's even more powerful than it was. It's just so much fun.
So if you had the old Big Bang video, it's fantastic.
I saw
it.
Yeah.
But this one's even better. Get the new one improved.
It's even better. And if anyone has gotten it, it's, let's say this year, and they'd like a new one, the updated one, just call us or email me, bob@rsr.org, and we'll send you out the new one for free. Just let us know.
So is the number of views, I bet you they reset that to zero, don't they?
Well, sure, because they took the old one down.
Yeah.
And our YouTube channel is about to hit another minor milestone of 400,000
views. 400,000
views, yes.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's significant. We only started working on our YouTube channel. We're only on one radio station, and we only started working on this about 2 years ago, but it's growing.
Yeah.
And so we're thrilled about that. We have over 1,500 subscribers. So, Fred, this week, 63 conservative leaders have condemned the social media censorship of Twitter, Facebook, Google, and they say especially YouTube. Because what they have found is that, and YouTube is probably the worst, and then Facebook,
mm-hmm.
but they're all terrible.
Yeah.
And YouTube is owned by Google.
And so, we've seen a direct impact with your Big Bang video.
Oh, yeah. And we should share some of our list of when we've been dissed in a few minutes. But they take down videos from conservatives, from Christians, that they would leave up if a very similar video was put up by an atheist or a leftist, by a liberal.
Obviously a real double standard. We've seen that
yes.
a lot.
Right. The U.S. Supreme Court has what they call their fair use doctrine, where if you use a clip of audio or video, or if you quote from a book, you're quoting a book because you're critiquing a book, there's this fair use doctrine that you're allowed to reference and even quote from or excerpt these other sources so that you could critique them. So what YouTube does is if an atheist is critiquing whatever, their videos don't get taken down. Aaron Ra, who we debated on the show, rsr.org/Ra.
Yeah, he's a real popular atheist YouTuber.
Yes. He's a YouTube superstar, millions of views. And
pothead.
Pothead. Aaron Ra is such a pothead. Now, his latest debates, he's getting drunk while he's in the debate. He's drinking while he's in the debate. And we said he was a pothead at the time. So would the word slaughter apply to the debate with Aaron Ra? We did it on the air broadcast, and then we did it in writing on a big atheist website over in England, the League of Reason.
Yeah, and that debate is available on the website, right?
Yes, right. In fact, rsr.org/debates, that page, one page, lists all of our major debates. It's so much fun.
Oh,
they're,
yeah. And
it was really a hoot.
It was fun, and it was a complete slaughter. It's embarrassment,
yes.
You know, to Aaron Ra.
So the 63 conservative leaders who have condemned basically Twitter, Facebook, Google, and YouTube, and they point out the restriction of the conservative or Christian message. The search results are skewed. We get restricted access even to academic content. When professors from universities put out something that wouldn't be liberal, then the Google search results will try to bury it. Do you know what the second largest search engine in the world is? I don't know, Fred, if you'd know this. You're a computer science, you're a software engineer.
I mean, the obvious guess would be Yahoo.
Well, Yahoo,
I know they were at one time. They were the biggest, and then Google.
Nope, is the obvious guess. Nope. The second largest search engine in the world is YouTube.
YouTube?
Isn't that astounding?
Wow.
So that Google owns the first and the second largest search engines, because when people want to find something, often they go to YouTube and search.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Number two. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we are doing well in search rankings for a lot of science topics. And we are thankful for that,
yeah.
But it's partly because we're small and sort of under the radar.
Yeah, and they're showing a certain percentage where it's skewing, obviously,
yes,
towards the left.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so there's an impressive list. The 63 conservatives who signed this, I mean, we know a fair number of these guys, right?
Yeah, that's true. And, for example, Matt Staver, Liberty Council, L. Brent Bozell, Media Research Center.
Lila Rose,
Live Action, the Tea Party. We flew her out to give a talk on personhood, that the unborn child has the God-given right to life. Lamar Smith, Tim Wildman, AFA, we're friends with AFA. In fact, they helped us with our personhood campaign. We even had a personhood effort there in Louisiana. And the president of the National Religious Broadcasters, Tony Perkins, Family Research Council, Edwin Meese, you know, he was attorney general under Ronald Reagan. Citizens United, Clifford May. Fred, I was in his office when he was the opinion page editor of the Rocky Mountain News. Clifford May. He signed this. The Heartland Institute, CWA, Concerned Women for America, Gary Bauer, Western Journal, on and on. So
Alan West.
Yeah. So 63 conservative leaders are out this week, and this is on the Drudge Report, condemning Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube for taking down their videos. And we obviously are not going down without a fight. In fact, if you're a Christian, forget about being a conservative. That's just a side dish.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, we win the war. If you read the last pages of the Bible, those who stand with Jesus Christ win.
I call it the unstoppable Hail Mary.
Whoa. that's so great.
They get us back to the 1 yard line, but we know we're going to run a play that you cannot stop. And we will win the game.
Football idiom.
You lose a lot of battles, but you win the war.
Yes. And it's not because of Mary.
It isn't. Let's make that clear.
It's an unstoppable Hail Mary. And so, but of course we don't give up the fight. And the internet is today's town hall. It's the public square. So We are putting RSR's evidence against the Big Bang video back up. So please, you can help us by sharing the video, telling other people about it, liking it, put a link to it.
Yeah, share it, like it, so you can go to that video and just hit the like button and then share it. It's real easy. Share it on Facebook.
And while you're there.
Twitter it.
Yeah.
If you have a Twitter account.
Yes. And while you're there, you can also.
Tweet it. I should say tweet it, Bob.
Tweet it.
Yeah, let's get.
Tweet.
For Twitter it. Tweet
so,
it.
So you're old.
I know.
You're over what? How old are you?
Old.
I'm 59.
Codger status.
My birthday is January 10th. So I'm 59 for another year or so.
So you got me by 3 years.
You're 56.
Yep. Codger status.
All right. You're old. So you're going to Tweeter it. Instead of tweet it. So however you can help promote this video, because unbelievers who've been sold a bill of goods that you don't need God to originate the universe, when they see this Big Bang video, it will blow their minds because it's filled with the latest, greatest astronomy evidence from the secular institutions and NASA and all those groups.
Yeah, and Fermi Labs. You've got a great clip in there from Fermi Labs.
The European Science Association.
Really good animations in this video,
too. It's so awesome.
It's great.
And a Michael W. Smith song.
Yeah.
Just promo that. So at any rate, we're not going to give up. They come after us, but we keep fighting. In fact, Fred, let's give a quick rundown on our list of when we've been dissed. This is Bob and Yurt Live. We were deplorable before deplorable was cool. And it's at rsr.org.
So Bob and Yurt Live was a basket of deplorables.
Yes, our audience members. rsr.org/dissed, disrespected, D-I-S-S-E-D. And so this is just the partial list. But we've been dissed by the IRS and Amazon and Facebook and Airbnb and YouTube and Ann Coulter. And it just goes on and on.
What's the deal with the IRS?
Well, the IRS, long before the Tea Party and Lois Lerner and all that controversy, where they would not approve conservative groups, but liberal groups got approved right away.
That lady that went to like the Obama White House like
Lois Lerner.
Times.
Yeah, the head of the IRS. What is she doing? Auditing Michelle? What's she living at the White House for? So they were consistently rejecting conservative groups for IRS designation, which is what you do when you start very often. So these groups couldn't start. Well, they did that to Bob and Yurt Live in 1999. We had been on the air for most of a decade on Christian broadcasting networks. And so we were effectively a religious broadcaster. So we decided to start on our own, and we applied for an IRS 501c3. Fred, they mocked us. They strung us out for over a year. They asked us for boxes of documentation. We sent them boxes. Eventually, every Bible study we had recorded, every seminar, every book, every recording of every broadcast we had, they kept asking for more and more and more.
And you gave it to them.
Yeah, we figured maybe somebody there become a Christian.
Yeah.
But they probably just put it all right in the dumpster, undoubtedly. They didn't look at any of it. Mm-hmm. They were mocking us. So we were dissed by the IRS long before it was cool to have the IRS harass you.
Wow.
And then in 2000, the year 2000, Amazon, we were selling our materials on Amazon. They canceled our account, they told us, because we were teaching against homosexuality.
And yet they allow books like this pedophilia book that promotes pedophilia.
Oh, it was horrific,
unbelievable.
Fred. You remember the hypocrisy at the time? Allison Press in Boston, this homosexual publisher, they had a book called Pedophilia, The Radical Case, 300 pages about why it should be legal to have sex with young boys.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah. The slogan of NAMBLA, sex by eight,
and all
it's
you did
too late.
Was highlight scriptures against homosexuality.
Right. And so we told Amazon, we said, look, you're selling these books that are actually promoting sex with children. This one is titled Pedophilia, The Radical Case. They couldn't care less. They kept selling that book, and they closed down our account.
Closed down your account.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So we learned to expect this kind of persecution. That's what Jesus calls it.
Yeah.
And blessed are you when men revile you and speak all manner of evil against you for righteousness' sake.
Yep.
And Jesus said, if they hated me, they'll hate you too. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's an occupational hazard.
So you've had some run-ins with this Miss Ann Coulter.
Oh, yeah. In 2008, Fox News Channel promoted a segment. They were running promos for Ann Coulter coming on the air to answer criticisms from a video we produced, the Ann Coulter Hang-Ups. Ann Coulter versus conservative talk show.
That's a cool video.
That video is still on our YouTube channel. Yeah. People can see it. Anyway, Ann Coulter dissed us. She canceled, never rescheduled. And Fred, if people want to read about some of these others, we have brief descriptions at rsr.org/dist by James Dobson and Focus on the Family. Facebook, do you remember what Facebook did to my Facebook page? I had this huge page.
I remember when you first told me about it. I couldn't
believe it. Gazillion likers or friends or whatever they're called.
Here's the problem, Bob. I just couldn't believe you were doing this.
Yeah.
They accused you of impersonating Bob Inyart.
Yeah, they did. So Facebook says we're taking down your page.
For impersonating Bob Inyart.
You're impersonating Bob Inyart. I'm like, I am Bob Inyart. Yeah. They said, well, you'd have to appeal. So I'm appealing. I'm very appealing.
And that took a while for you to get that restored, right?
No, it was never restored.
Oh, it was never restored.
They said
this.
They said you have to send in, scan, and submit a government-issued photo ID. So I scan, and my driver's license.
But that's not a government-issued.
They respond back, and they said, that's not acceptable. You have to send a government-issued photo ID. I said, it's the state of Colorado driver's license. Here, what do you want me to be, an illegal alien? It's a state-issued photo ID. Do you know, we went back and forth 3-4 times, and they said, look, that's it. We're not putting up with this anymore. You're impersonating Bob Inyart. The page is closed.
Wow.
Is that too much? So they knew exactly it was me. They wouldn't do this to some homosexual activist or an atheist, an evolutionist, Aaron Roth. They wouldn't do that. Right. Eugenie Scott.
So you had to create a whole new Facebook page, right?
That's right. And then Airbnb in 2017.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
Fred, the editor of World Magazine, Marvin Olasky, he and I, on the same day, had our Airbnb accounts canceled. And if you travel a lot, Airbnb is important to you. Mm-hmm. You can save a lot of money. Instead of staying in a hotel in Liverpool, England, I did Airbnb. San Francisco, New York. You save a ton of money. You know, potentially, it could be fabulous. Well, as you log on to your account, I want to make a reservation at the next city I'm going to. A window pops up. You have to click to affirm homosexuality, or your account is canceled. That happened to Marvin Olasky, happened to me. I talked to him about it, and it happened to 1,000 other Christians.
Wow.
So on the same day.
Pops this up, because I haven't used that before.
Yeah.
That I recall.
Yeah. They don't do it all the time into everyone.
Really?
But you have to affirm.
Is it just a box that pops up?
And as you log in, you put your username and password, and you can't do anything on the account unless you deal with this pop-up box. This window.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's, you affirm homosexuality. I forget their exact wording.
Yeah.
Or your account is canceled.
Wow.
And Olasky said Airbnb was huge to him and his wife. I mean, it was a part of, it's like Uber could become a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And Airbnb is to hundreds, now they have over 100 million users, I think it is.
Wow.
It's enormous around the world. And so that's it. This is our list of when we've been dissed.
So let me guess, you no longer have an Airbnb account.
That's right. That's right. So with YouTube now, they took down our evidence against the Big Bang video.
And that just happened a couple months ago.
And we just put it back up.
Yeah, so it's just back up. So go out please.
It's phenomenal. Fred, people have told us, I shouldn't say this, it's bragging, right? You shouldn't brag. People have told us it is the absolute best resource available anywhere to show people that the Big Bang is not true. It is the best. And we just reviewed this. We went through the whole video. We made about 40 edits, and we updated it in a few places. It's now the 2018 edition. And Fred, by reviewing it, the arguments are more powerful than they were 2 years ago. We've added updated data. And the atheists, the more data they get, the more their theories are in crisis. It's the opposite for creationists. We love the data. They're always shocked and befuddled.
Well, I know I'm biased, but I've seen lots of creation videos, and I, you're right. That one for astronomy is so powerful. I think it's the best one.
Oh, well, thank you. It really is thrilling. It's in three parts, the big evidence against the Big Bang. And you see how big the evidence is. It's enormous.
I'm starting to get a theme here. You've got your hydroplate video is in three parts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is that intentional?
Our global flood video. Well, you know.
Kind of in Trinity, you know. If
somebody's interested, rsr.org/3.
Huh.
Brought to you by the number 3.
So do they put the number in or do they spell it?
Either way.
Either way. See, you're like that. I shouldn't have even asked. I should have known.
That's right. Brought to you by God, maker of heaven and earth and other fine products. That's such a good article.
RSR.org just occurred to me. 3.3.
Yeah. See that? Hmm. So, okay, Fred, the dark matter. They've been looking for dark matter for decades now because they realized if the Big Bang is true, they can't explain the Milky Way. The Milky Way contradicts the Big Bang because, you know, the spiral galaxies and how beautiful
they
look.
Yeah, the spiral arms.
They look like pinwheels that you blow on, they spin. Yep. Well, what they realized is gravity would not form that shape. Gravity would have it more like a clump. And even if it did form these arms, they would be deformed after hundreds of millions of years.
Yeah.
So that caused them to propose dark matter. Dark matter cannot be seen, felt, touched, tasted.
But they needed matter because of its effect on gravity.
Right. So they needed something that had no effect, like, for example, light, the electromagnetic spectrum. Light doesn't interact with it, but only gravitationally does it interact with ordinary matter. So they said there's a halo of dark matter around the Milky Way, and then undoubtedly around a billion other galaxies. And so that dark matter would explain why the Milky Way is so beautiful with its spiral arms and all. Well, then in 2012, one of the various studies they've done where they look for dark matter and they can't find any, they looked for dark matter, the gravitational effect of dark matter, within 13,000 light years from the Earth.
Yeah, this was in the Astrophysical Journal.
Yeah, very prestigious. And Fred, they can't find any dark matter right where they think it should be.
Exactly where it should be, and they can't find it. This is
right.
In 2012.
So, of course, as you would do if you're a proponent of a theory and there's a problem, then you make a secondary assumption. And you say, okay, there is no halo of dark matter around the Milky Way. The dark matter forms a shape. It's like a donut or something.
Yeah.
And the dark matter is like that. And so anyway, all right. Then 2015, another study in the Physical Review Letters, another peer-reviewed journal, reported online by phys.org, and they looked with the world's most sensitive dark matter detector. Big study.
Yeah, I like the title of it. New results from the world's most sensitive dark matter detector. What were the results?
Well, should we sum it up in one word?
One word, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That was the
Zippo.
Yes,
nada.
Right. So take a zero and erase it.
Or
that
times
was their result.
Or times it to zero.
Okay, yeah. Zero times zero. So that was their results. Well, now in 2018, and so this is huge. Because what they've said, as they're running out of places to look for dark matter seems to be hiding. Without dark matter, the Big Bang theory has been decimated by so many discoveries.
And there's a great video you can watch that shows all that.
It's called Evidence, RSR's Evidence Against the Big Bang. In fact, it's on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
But you better hurry out.
Yeah.
Rush out and get
it out there and view it before they take it down again.
Before we add another bullet to our list of when we've been dissed list. But the Big Bang has been decimated by discovery after discovery made by the proponents of the Big Bang. So the data contradicts their theory, just like with the Darwinist. Well, what they ended up saying is, as they keep running out of places to look for dark matter, they said one theory is when the Big Bang occurred, it created an innumerable number of black holes out of dark matter. And so everywhere you go in the universe, there should be black holes that are composed of dark matter. All right, and that also, Fred, gave them an explanation for why there are massive galaxies that are 10, 12 billion light years away. Mm-hmm. They said, well, there's just so much dark matter there that they formed more rapidly. And galaxy clusters way out where they shouldn't be if the Big Bang were true. Dark matter to the rescue on all these things.
Well, what's so astounding is that they've viewed this star that's 9 billion light years away.
Wait, what?
9 billion.
Wait, they can't see a star. Fred, you must have this wrong. They can't see a star that's 9 billion light years away because that's like more than half the distance of the entire universe.
Yeah, their estimate of the half the distance.
The Milky Way is what, about 100,000 light years in diameter, I think, something like that. And so, in fact, the European Space Agency, Gaia, I just love this, Fred. They have just dumped the latest data, 1.7 billion stars in the Milky Way they have mapped in three dimensions. It is so exciting. And it's funny, the headline in New Scientist over in Europe, probably the leading science magazine over there, here's their headline, April 30th, 2018. Our understanding of the universe's expansion is really wrong.
It's really wrong.
It's really wrong. So every time they get more incredible data, the data is fabulous, it keeps blowing up their theories.
Yeah, and the European Space Agency, all that data that piled in a couple years ago and, you know, that confirmed the axis of evil.
Oh, the axis of evil.
And they said that this data is terrorizing us.
Yes.
It was terror
because
to them.
Starting
Why
back,
did science terrorize people?
Because starting back with the U.S. COBE mission and then the WMAP mission, it looked like the universe had two hemispheres, a northern and a southern. Mm-hmm. You know how in the book of Job, the oldest book in the Bible, God says he stretched out the north through empty space?
Yeah.
And so they would make fun of that because they say the universe doesn't have a north or a south. Well, enter the axis of evil because it looked like the entire universe had two hemispheres that were divided by the orbit of the earth around the sun.
Yeah.
Lawrence Krauss, everybody went nuts about it.
And they sent out this satellite that was supposed to rectify the problem.
It
was
going to
rescue
satellite.
Them. Yep.
It was the third generation, so sophisticated, and they said, oh, no, the axis of evil just got more evil.
It got more evil, and it's terrorizing us.
Yes, because as Lawrence Krauss put it, famous Me Too accused theoretical physicist, emphasis on the theoretical. He said, how could the universe be lined up with the Earth's orbit? It's unthinkable. That's why they call it evil, because any evidence that seems to say that God has a special interest in human beings, to them that's evil.
Yeah.
Because they hate God.
It wasn't aligned just with our galaxy. It was aligned with the Earth's orbital axis. It was amazing.
It's absolutely. And if people are interested in that, first of all, just watch the video, our Big Bang video.
Yep.
It's in part one. But then also, just on our website, rsr.org/axis, you get the whole story. It's just stunning. It's so fun. Fred, when you take that information along with the map of the galaxies of the universe in three dimensions, it seems like the galaxies are lined up like the layers of an onion, quantized redshift around the Milky Way, which would indicate, again, that we're at the center
exactly.
of the universe. So there's two incredible discoveries that seem to say we're at the center. One is the quantized redshift, that the galaxies are around the Milky Way like layers of an onion. And the other is the axis of evil, that there's a north and a south hemisphere to the universe, and Earth's orbit marks the dividing plane.
So your Big Bang video has this really cool animation of the structure of space. It takes you through
the
space.
Universe.
And they mapped as closely as they could the stars.
Yes. These are
the
actual
universe.
Galaxies, and
actual
you're flying
galaxies
through them in three
actual
dimensions.
Mapping.
And that's where the editor of our video, Tommy Stills, Tommy Vance Productions out of Indiana, we got a photo at the very end, the end credits, with him and Michael W. Smith. And so Michael W. Smith's song, Our God is an Awesome God, written by Rich Mullins, it is the soundtrack for that animation. It's extraordinary. You see
really
the immensity of the universe with our God is an awesome God. And then at the end of it, when it ends, we put this verse up from Hebrews that Jesus Christ passed through the heavens to come to earth to save us.
Yeah. When we did our Big Bang video talk at Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship,
yeah.
So we put together our slides and everything and whatnot. You hadn't showed me your animation and the music behind it, and that was the highlight. I mean, I got to enjoy that for the first time when we were making our presentation.
Oh, and people have been
showing
this.
It's the highlight of the video.
Sunday schools, small groups. We have gotten so many neat comments from people. They show their homeschool kids. Mm-hmm. They show their atheist uncle who is a professor at some college. And, wow, it is really making an impact on people. So, Fred, you said that NASA took a photo of a star that is 9 billion light years away. And the Milky Way is only about 100,000 light years away. So the next galaxies are, you know, so many light years away. And then you get halfway across the universe, you're out to like 7 billion light years away. This would be more than halfway across the entire universe, where we can only see galaxies and galaxy clusters. Mm-hmm. How could they possibly see a single star that is that far away? How's that possible?
I don't know, but did they find any of that elusive dark matter?
They definitely didn't find any of that dark matter. And as we discuss from time to time, gravitational lensing, where light can be diffracted, like in water, for example, and the gravity of the sun is able to bend light. Remember, Einstein made that great prediction, and that was really the beginning of the modern era of science, when his prediction, I think it was in 1919, with the eclipse of the sun, and we were able to photograph this star that we shouldn't see because of the sun, but the sun's light was bending the star's light around it so we could see it. Wow, what a prediction. Well, it turns out that entire galaxies, it becomes this gravitational lensing where the light of a galaxy behind a galaxy can bend around
the galaxy in front of it.
A nearer galaxy, so we could see the galaxy behind it. It's absolutely astounding the way God made the universe and all the physics. Well, it turns out that not only can a star bend light coming from behind it, but an entire galaxy could bend light, and an entire galaxy cluster could bend the light from the galaxies behind it. So they have now looked at a galaxy cluster, and they have imaged a star. It took them 13 years to do this. They imaged a star from behind that galaxy cluster, and we're looking at a single star, apparently. If their redshift story is accurate, we're looking at a single star that is 9 billion light years away. And when I heard that, the farthest star ever seen, I just got goosebumps, because this is going to slaughter their dark matter claims. It's going to slaughter
Absolutely.
It. That's our expectation. Their expectation is, oh, good, we're going to find evidence of dark matter. No. So here's what NASA said. The star is called Icarus. And we'll link to this on our website, rsr.org. Just look for today's program, May 4th, 2018. Here's what NASA said. Scientists were able to test one theory that dark matter might be made up mostly of a huge number of primordial black holes formed in the birth of the universe with masses tens of times larger than the sun.
Yeah, so this primordial black hole rescue device.
Almost like an infinite number of, infinite, but innumerable black holes all over the universe. So, Fred, what happens if you're looking at the light from one star and it's gone across, it's traversed more than half of the universe? You're going to find evidence of those black holes in that starlight.
Yeah.
It'll be a fingerprint in the starlight. So here's what NASA said. The results of this unique test that is seeing the starlight from 9 billion light years away, these results disfavor that hypothesis.
Well, that's a nice way to say it.
Yes.
They didn't say totally debunk.
No.
Trash.
disfavor.
Trash that theory?
Disfavor. But I'll take the disfavor okay. from them. You know, it's very painful for them.
Yeah.
Where every discovery, they look for 13,000 light years near the solar system, no dark matter. They look in the halo of the Milky Way, no dark matter. They look the biggest study, the most precise tool ever developed to find dark matter, and nothing, their new results, nothing. So now they say the light fluctuations from the background star, that's Icarus, monitored with the Hubble telescope for 13 years, would have looked different if there were a swarm of intervening black holes made of dark matter.
And apparently there wasn't.
All right. So this is another failure of dark matter to show itself. And we predict here at
That's
Real Science
a huge
Radio.
Failure. I mean, you're going, you know, what they believe is half the distance of the whole
entire universe.
And there's no dark matter.
The reason they can't find it.
I think it's hiding way out in some corner somewhere, at the same place.
In the corner of the universe, yeah. because the universe is a cube.
Yeah.
Maybe resistance is futile. The universe has become a cube, and the dark matter is all sequestered, along with.
It's
Bill
like
Cosby's
punctuated equilibrium.
Jurors.
It's so small and isolated, but we'll never see it.
Right, exactly.
But because it's small and isolated, that validates the prediction of our theory, and therefore it's true.
Yes, right. So, Fred, our prediction is that they will not find dark matter. Let's put a date on it. Let's say by 2025. They're not going to find it. They'll probably stop looking for it. Just like string theory, they realize string theory is all tied up in knots.
And if they think they find it, they'll have some goofy story on National Geographic, and they'll get tens of thousands of likes, and then it'll get refuted a couple months later, and they'll get 5 or 10 likes.
Right.
Just like happened with inflation. Remember that?
Right. The smoking gun of the Big Bang's inflation theory.
Yeah, all these
47,000 shares, and then they debunked it. The very scientists who found it said, oops, we were wrong, and then it got like 47 shares.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. We have that on our Big Bang page. Yeah.
Cool.
It's so fun. So, all right, Fred, we are out of time, but the Big Bang video is back up on YouTube. So please go to rsr.org and click on our YouTube channel, or you could go right to YouTube, use it as a search engine. Search for Real Science Radio.
Share it, tweet it.
Evidence Against the Big Bang. You'll find the video, and you could purchase 10 copies of the Blu-ray or DVD at a discount and share them with your friends. And I think people will thank you for it.
Dark matter was Snapchatted. It was there, but it's gone. Snapchat, it just goes away.
The disappearing messages. It's a disappearing messages company. Does that mean the company is disappearing?
I wish it would.
Yes. All right. So, Fred, thank you so much.
Thanks, Bob. This is great.
Yeah.
Go to that video.
All right. I will
I'm going there tonight.
Okay. I'll beat you to it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hey, guys. This is Bob Enyart for Fred Williams and Real Science Radio. May God bless you.